Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary.
Well, hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to challenge you, and to encourage you to be about your Father's business. Each week we bring guests and ministry along on this program that's making a difference in the lives of God's people, in the lives of young men, in the life of women. You know, our slogan, our motto is help change a life. But help change a life in Jesus Christ's name. You know, we can't do anything apart from God. So we are happy to bring on ministries and churches that's making a difference in men and women's lives here. And keep along with that program here. We have a great guest on this morning here. They're no stranger to our program. They have been here before, but yet they are continuing to be about our Father's business. And we want to share that information with you to encourage you to be involved in something greater than yourself. But before we go on, we'd just like to say hello to Beverly Beasley. She's the CEO of this program, but Granny Place is a nonprofit organization that's meeting the needs of our at-risk young men and women. We have a website, grannysplace.org. So please take time to go to that website and see what's going on there. We have quite a bit of activity that we're involved in Granny's Place, and be involved in. Be involved. Now, at this time, we'd like to bring to you Overseer Hawkins here for the Mount Hebron Baptist Church here. He's going to come on. He's going to share with us with you some things that's going on in their ministry. Good morning, Overseer.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Mr. Lewis. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for coming aboard here. Please reintroduce yourself and tell us about your ministry and what God has got you up to these days.
Well, again, my name is Samuel Hawkins. I am the senior pastor at the Mount Hebron Baptist Church there in the city of Terrell, Texas, and we're excited about all of the things in which the Lord is doing through the people of God who have chosen to surrender themselves unto Him. And we must remember always that we can make a difference if we just surrender. We can make a difference if we just surrender. And He now can move and work through us to do greater work. We'll always remember the words of the Lord in John chapter 14, where He decreed that greater work than these shall ye do, because I go to my Father. And so we're working toward being as productive for the kingdom of God as possible through the Mount Hebron Church and through the membership there. We have several programs that are going on. We support several shelters, as well as we support food banks, and as well as we are doing women's conferences and men's conferences and doing those things to educate as well as bring stronger and grow stronger and more fortified children of God. But we do have a huge event that's coming up in this month of August. And it has been a trying task to bring forth, but there were great people on board to see to that the success of this joint effort was successful, and we want to give them recognition as well for allowing themselves to be very open and helpful when it came to making these things come about. And so our project that we have that is about to come forth in Terrell, Texas, well, I'll say Terrell, Texas, it depends on what area you're in where you pronunciate the name. But in the city of Terrell, Texas, we have a huge citywide back-to-school fair that is going on. It's the first one that has occurred. It is our first attempt to bring all of these entities together at one time in one place for one common goal and cause. And so that's coming forth this month in August on the 14th. Let me just say this first before I give the dates out. Let me just say that we want to give homage and thanks to the mayor of Terrell, Texas, Mr. Richards, as well as the TISD school superintendent, Mr. Michael French, as well as his coordinator, Ms. Rachel Frost, for this project, along with Betty Glazer, and along with the head of the Chamber of Commerce, along with the surrounding corporations that came on board to acquire all of the necessary things that were needed. And also we want to give homage to all of the 21 pastors that came on board to work together as one unit and to bring about this awesome opportunity in the city of Terrell. And so we have a two-day event that is going forth. The Terrell ISD, along with the city, along with the corporations, had come together, and they have acquired for all 4,200 school district students a backpack and a school supply pack for every student in the city of Terrell ISD, in the school district of Terrell ISD. And so that is a huge undertaking, a huge job to do, but they worked to get that taken care of, and they did that. And so all of the churches came along. We partnered with them, and we came along to make sure that we fulfilled the needs of all of the students that are not TISD students, but are active in the city of Terrell. Their moms and their dads, those children, are parishioners in the churches there in the city of Terrell. And so we came along to make sure that those children whom are faithful members of the churches there in the city of Terrell will still not be left out as well. We want to make sure that all of them are taken care of as well. So these pastors came together, and in doing so, we were able to put together a program wherein we could also meet the needs of at least 500 to 800 students that are not Terrell ISD students. And so we are putting those two dates together. Date number one, that we will be reaching out to all of the Terrell ISD students, will be August the 14th from 5 to 8 p.m., from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that is on a Thursday, and we will be set up at the Henry Furlow School there in the city of Terrell, Texas. All of the students that are Terrell ISD students will be given out their school supplies, and they will be taken care of. We plan to have a awesome time there. Snow cone, hot dog, popcorn, music, and all most of all, the children interacting with the community leaders and all of those things there at the Herman Furlow Junior Middle School, located at 1351 Cosquit Road in Turtle, Texas. And that coordinator for that event on that afternoon would be Ms. Rachel Frost. And then we have the second day of event that is going on as well at the same location at the Herman Furlow Junior Middle School on that Saturday from 8 p.m. to noon, and that will be for the children that are not Turtle ISD students, and they will be able to come out and receive school supplies and receive the necessary things in order for them to be successful at the beginning of the year and throughout. So it is a huge undertaking. It is a great opportunity. I'm thankful that the leaders that sat down at the table to join these two entities together, the city, the school district, and our local churches together to make forth this effort, were open-minded and very open in working together to bring about this event that has been a great undertaking by them, and I'm thankful to God that he gave everyone that sat at the table the wisdom how to go in and how to look and see the opportunity and not all of the things of the past. And this was a great, great opportunity to be a part of this. And our main objective this year is to make sure that we show unification between the school, the city, and the churches unto our community that we serve, and that we are able to work as one unit toward one common goal, and that is to see our children's success in the years to come. And so we put aside all of the differences that may have been there and reservations, and we focused on one common goal, and that was to make sure that the community knows that the city, the school, and the churches are concerned about the success of our children, regardless of where they're from.
So, oh, that is so true.
Yeah.
Now, Pastor Hawker, you were saying quite a bit there, and I was just writing some notes down, and I was very excited about what God is doing and what he's leading that body and the ministries that's coming together in Terrell, Texas here. I wanted to ask you about, you know, the number. You quoted a number here, 4,200 students of Terrell. That sounds like a citywide program going on here.
It is actually a citywide program. Citywide program.
Great. And you know what? I was at your event, I think, last year, the year before, and it was just primary centered at your church at that time. And I've seen that God have expanded you. He have increased your territory, so to speak, with you along with the other churches. And you said something that was very powerful, and I'm always sharing this with other people that I talk with, is that we don't have to do this alone. You said that you were able to bring in other churches and be a part of other ministry. You know, because we don't have to carry the load ourselves. We could either, you know, be a part of something else or let other people join what we're doing. And I like that philosophy. I like that.
Well, you know, Brother Lewis, the Lord teaches us how to be in partnership. And if we just take his complete format of how to be in partnership and understand that there is plenty to do for everyone. And if you take on the responsibility of doing it all yourself, you take on a very, very difficult task. But when you see the opportunity that is before you to partner with others, then it minimizes several responsibilities and several financial responsibilities that you can be doing. You have to be a good steward of all that, that the Lord has given you to be charged over. And so in the midst of that, you know, that was one of the things in which I said to every pastor, you know, all of these pastors that are on board, if you allow me, I'll just give you the list of the pastors that are on board. The Highland Baptist Church, Pastor Johnny Dorsey, Union Valley Baptist Church, Pastor Ed Johnson, St. Luke CME, Pastor Brown at that time, the Greater McIntosh Baptist Church, Pastor Ed Thomas, the Mount Moriah Baptist Church, Pastor Johnny Harris, Little Flock Baptist Church, Pastor Louis LaRut, the Mount Olive Baptist Church, Pastor Ed Pearson, Lone Star Baptist Church, Pastor Tony Jackson, Hope of Glory Fellowship, Pastor Sonara Henderson, Jesus Revival Center, Pastor Earl Mingo, New Mount Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor C.F. Robinson, and Shallow Baptist Church, Pastor A. Daniels, and St. James AME, Pastor Herbert Denson, First Assembly of God Church, Pastor Lonnie Harris, the Bethlehem Baptist Church, Pastor Richard Rawlinson, the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor Holmes, Freedom to Worship Christian Center, Pastor Rodney Dean, as well as the New Hope Baptist Church there in the city of Terrell, and also the Mount Hebron Baptist Church. So all of these churches are doing a part. I mean, we have also businesses that have come on board to support this effort as well. We have the Walmart stores in Coughlin, in Terrell, Forney, Ennis, Garland, Mesquite, Rockwall, 7-Eleven, Kroger, Brookshire, Mrs. Bear, Sonic, Walgreens, and so many other stores, Whole Foods stores, and the business, one of the famous restaurants there in the city of Terrell, Pop Restaurant, is on board with us as well. And it was, I mean, there was several things that we put forth to bring about all of these things. And so it was definitely a work to bring about all of these entities together. But all of them, one of the things in which I said to every pastor that came on board is that please understand that this is an opportunity. I do understand that you have been, each one of these ministries had been doing something in some capacity towards back to school supplies for the children in their churches and the community. And so I just appeal to their hearts concerning what they could allow to stay in their church without taking, to stay in their church in the form of finance, if we all partner together and set a budget, a lesser budget from our churches, but then bring all of that same, bring that one budget into one entity, we could do so much more.
And you know, that is so true. That is so true. Because I know as I talk to people about ministry, a lot of them start thinking about the finances, the like of. You know, we don't have to do this alone. We don't have to try to tote the load by ourselves. And I see that you have a grasp on that and have an understanding that the work is too great, that we need to bring other people along. And, you know, and I was just thinking about last year your program was and how successful it was. And now here it is another year from now, God have expanded it, as I said earlier. And, you know, and that encouraged other people to kind of get involved in changing the lives of young men and be involved in this type of program. Minister, tell me something. Sometimes people will say, well, you know, these people, they got this and they got that, and we don't really need to help them. Give us a word of comfort that regardless of what we perceive that they may have, this is the right thing to do.
Well, if we look closely, people had every person that the Lord healed had something as well, but it didn't stop the Lord from giving them more. And we have to begin to stop looking at what we consider individuals have, and be willing to give what the Lord has instructed us to give. Every time you reach your hand out, it is an opportunity to invite a friend to come in. And so you never know where individuals are. Our number one objective is to make sure that we use this opportunity to outreach unto those who may be hurting, who may be broken. Yeah, their finances may be in good shape, but their hearts are torn apart. Yes, their homes may be standing, but depression has come by their house, and the gloom is there. The Lord gives us an opportunity, and we have to see the opportunity. We have to take means to open doors. And so the door of our heart needs to be open, and generosity opens the door of the heart. When we show generosity, it will open the door for opportunity to come in and stuff with people and talk with them. And not only will we be there in a financial support or in a community support, but we also will be there. We will be passing out our tracts and giving out invitations to those who may not have a church home at all, those who may be seeking the Lord. We will be there in that capacity, because on that Saturday we're asking all of the churches to wear their church T-shirts, and that way the community can begin to see every church that is there, and see the outpouring of love from the churches in the community. And then the Lord is, I believe absolutely, that he's going to open the door for us to reach those whom are lost, because everything we do must be towards the building of the kingdom of the Lord. Everything we do, every avenue we go down, every program, you know, we keep missing that every open door that you get is an opportunity to share the Lord. And we must make sure that we do not feel ashamed to take that opportunity. We do not feel like, well, this is not the appropriate time, and this is not the place. No, every place is a place when done properly. And let me reiterate that, when done properly, is an opportunity to show the Lord faithful and to show him that he's available to the lost. Every place. And so we just want to make sure that we use all of these opportunities properly so that we can show the Lord's faith.
Hey, man, that is so well put. Now, we're going to take a moment out here and give out that call-in number. That number is 310-982-4126. And we're speaking with Pastor Samuel Hawkins of the Mount Hebron Baptist Church, located in Terrell, Texas. And he's giving us information regarding his back-to-school program, the citywide back-to-school program. Let me restate. And he gave us quite a bit of information there, and we're going to follow up on that. We also have a link to his church on our website. And also we have our co-hosts on the line this morning, Brother Daniel. We're going to bring him in a few minutes. But we want to give Reverend Hawkins the opportunity to share everything that that he has for the back-to-school program here. And I'm very excited about it, because I believe in changing the lives of men and women. I believe in being actually involved in the life of God's people, because someone saved me. I'm a result of that right there. Someone reached out and touched my family.
Absolutely.
My mother, they used to go around to the churches and get support when, before there was a structure a system, you know, where people had the welfare lines and stuff. With the local church used to help us.
Absolutely.
I remember Mom used to send me around into the church there, and I wasn't even going to church. But I do.
Yeah,
I go around
absolutely.
And they give us the resources to keep us going. So I take this thing serious, man. I take it serious.
Absolutely.
And then when I became an adult, people still reached out to me, and I shared with people. It was people that looked just like me was telling me about God. And I'm looking at them, and I'm saying, how can you tell me about God, and you seem to be doing the same thing? But yet I was looking at them, but God was sending people. You know what? God sent people to look just like us to speak to him. And you know what I'm saying? Because if someone comes to us with, you know, finely dressed and with a big car and looking nice, we won't believe it. But someone look just like you, you'll say, wait a minute, there must be something to this here. So, Pastor Hawkins, I thank you for what you and your church is doing. And we're going to open the lines up here for our co-host. He's going to come in here and just say hello or just maybe want to continue to listen. Good morning, there, Brother
Absolutely.
Daniel.
Hey, good morning, Deacon.
Good morning, man. We have Reverend Hawkins on the line right now. Man, he was giving us some great information regarding his back-to-school program in Terrell, Texas. And I'm looking forward to that event coming up. And I know it's going to bless someone.
Yeah, you know, I like Terrell, Texas. You know, this is like quite a familiar city to me. And what are some of the fundings and stuff you get? Do you get different companies? What companies and suppliers are the suppliers to you? I added on late. I didn't hear everything if you were saying it first. So,
we have been blessed to have a I call them our secret weapon, and that is in the person of Ms. Rhonda Morris, and she has been a awesome asset to this event because she has worked several years, over 20 years, in the diversifying and in the track history programs for the schools as well as for the local Walmarts and those things. And so we have 9 Walmart stores that have come on board to supply Through the Sky for this back-to-school fair, as well as Kroger, Brookshire, Mrs. Dare's, Sonic, Walgreens, along with the Whole Foods store, the local restaurants there in the city of Terrell as well. And then there were other corporations that came along with the city and with the Terrell ISD as well to meet the great demand for the 4,200 students of the city of Terrell.
Okay, amen, amen. Seems like y'all got it all together up there.
Well,
you know.
I'll say the Lord has it together. We still walking by faith because, you know, that's what we have to do. You know, as believers, we have to always remember that once things start to roll and once things start to progress towards the finishing mark, is that we continue to allow the Lord to do it. A lot of times we get the ball, the Lord gets the ball rolling and gets people to in our view, and then we forget that if we start with him, we must end with him. If you start by faith, you got to finish by faith. In other words, just because everybody agrees, the Lord still has to bring all of their minds to fulfill the agreement. And so that's what we're believing for. It, at every step of any adventure, there will be an opportunity for faith to be right there. I believed him to open the door. Then I have to believe him to give me the wisdom to sit at the table. Then I have to believe him again to give me the connection with those in which is needed. Then I have to believe by faith for those who have committed to fulfill the commitment. Then I have to believe by faith for those who were reaching out to show up. All of this works by faith. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, you know, I'm taking a survey, and can you tell me what is the condition of the homelessness in the interior? Is it a big
is in a big rate, alarming rate. For there's a lot of, you know, women and children and unwed mothers. What are some of the situations of homeless when it comes to that?
Well, the city of Terrell has its dynamic just like any other city, and you know, how we address that is more important than what we have to address. But there are just like any other city, there are those whom are dealing with the loss of jobs and having homelessness there. The shelters are full, and the women's shelters have individuals that have had to come there. And you know, all of these things are operating just like it would in Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano. Every place has some places that has some places and has some opportunities for people of the Lord to get involved in. And so, just like any city, the city of Terrell does have the same things and the same fights and the same conditions. But I'm thankful that we do have some very supportive churches and some very supportive ministries that have come on board to support these efforts. Betty Glazer, who is over at the Sheriff Center, feeds and gives food and clothing to over 2,000 individuals every week. Pastor Lonnie Harris, whom my ministry supports each month, support their ministry each month over at the First Assembly of God Church. They have a food bank that is ran every Wednesday and every Thursday of every week, and they serve over 2,000 to 2,500 people with food, you know, young and old. So, you know, when you look at the amount of people in which they're serving a month, you must remember that there are needs throughout the city. And so we have to continue to not turn a blind eye to the needs of it, but begin to see where we can be more effective.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
You answered my question.
All right. Brother Danny, just hold on here. We're going to let Reverend Hawkins close us out here, and then we'll go on with the second part of our program. Reverend Hawkins, we want to thank you for being a guest on the program. I love talking with you. You seem to have your hand in being God-driven by the events that's plaguing our society. Each time I talk to you, I'm encouraged that, you know, that God is up to something. You know, I always have a sense of comfort that I'm not in this alone. Each time we come on the program, we bring different ministries in to share their program with our listening audience. This program goes around the world, not just here in Dallas, not just Terrell, but we go coast to coast and around the world. So someone else know what you're doing. Someone else has been encouraged about what God is leading you and how God is ordering your step. And someone else would like to be involved in programs like this. Will you give us as simple as possible how to be involved in something like this or how to get something started? Because someone listening say, I want to do something like this, but I don't have the resources. I may not even have the knowledge to do this. What are some basics? We know it's different for everybody, but how would someone be involved in something like this?
I give a simple five-step process. One thing I always say is that when we come to church, we must remember that we cannot say do without giving individuals process. They need to know the process. The process is what's hindering us from being successful. It's not the initiative to do. It's the process. So I give a simple five-step process, and that is first, acknowledge. First, you must acknowledge what you want to do. Then identify. Identify what's keeping you from doing it. Identify it. Whether it be fear, whether it be this, whatever it is, then you set a course of action against that. That is keeping you from being successful. Set a course of action. When I say set a course of action, I mean have an action that will destroy what's before you. If it's finance, if it's education or whatever it is, the Word of God gives us a process how to come against that. We go to the Word of God. We use His process because that's what it says in Matthew 6. but seek first the way God wants it done. We don't start with him. That's the reason why we end up calling on him in the middle. If we get him on board in the beginning, he makes a difference. He makes a difference the whole trip through. Set a course of action, then start the process. Don't set a course of action and don't start the process. The next step, once you set a course of action, start the process. The last step, number five, is to simply stay the course. You will get to the end of where you're headed if you stay the course. I don't care which way you have to turn and how many turns you have to make, but stay the course. Make sure the destination is the same. Don't stop and say, well, I went far as I want to go, and this is good for me. No. If we set out to go to this place, that's the place we want to end up at, no matter what it takes to get there. But if we do it by the will of the Lord, I guarantee you his process will get us there and get us there all in one good shape.
I like that. I tell you what, I'm going to use that in my ministry now. We have challenges on every turn. But I like what you said, stay the process. You know, we as men, we like to build and we like to be creative with our hands because it's God's name. God told us to go out and conquer. But sometimes if we put things together, we make mistakes and things don't go right. But we know how to maneuver around those things. We know how to make things work. And how much so is life? You know, when you go something and then you have a little bump in the road or a little hindrance, you know, you need to work that thing out. You don't just give up and give out.
Yeah,
so I like that.
Absolutely.
Continue the process.
Absolutely.
Reverend Hawkins, thank you
people,
very much.
People don't have to look far to see opportunity. There's a law of recognition. And if we just open our eyes and recognize most of the things in which we're looking for is right at our front door. We don't have to go far. Just start recognizing what's around you, and you'll find the avenue you need to go and the things in which you need to do. Just the law of recognition. So many people just looking way too far down the road, and all they need to do is start looking right where they are. Yeah.
You know, that is so true. You know, I do jail ministry. I go down there and we have this little prayer that we do. And I tell, and I pray it out of Isaiah 35, verse 5. And it says, open my eyes that I may see, open my ear. Because I think Brother Satan's right in front of you, but you don't see it. And then Ephesians tell us, open my eyes and understand it also.
Yes.
Brother, you know what this is going to get you into. You know that it's a consequence for what you're doing. And, you know, I'm involved in jail activity. And some guy said, I'd rather sit it out than to try to go to school and do this. Now, I said, brother, you realize what you're saying? Because if your man ain't right, I don't care how long you sit here, you're going to end up right back here again.
Wow. You're totally right.
I like what you're saying.
This past Sunday, we just got through starting a series on changing my atmosphere. And we don't understand that if I listen to you talk, I can tell exactly where you are. And if you allow me to hear who you are, I'll tell you your future. Because everything in our life, whether good or bad, whether it was a failure or a success, all of it happened because of a conversation. And it's a conversation, and it's always due to whom I have that conversation with, how prosperous I am in the midst of what I'm going after. I can change my atmosphere if I just hold the right conversation.
Ooh, that's so true. That's so true. I've been in places and people go off and they do something, they come back mad. What happened? Someone to change the atmosphere. Man, happened to you? You were okay a few minutes ago.
Absolutely.
So, Reverend, you're right on the mark here. I tell you what, we're going to say this for next weekend. I'm going to be down there and we're going to be doing our show live from Terrell, Texas at your event. Now, what's the name of the event? I keep saying your back-to-school program, but what is the name that y'all are going to be using next weekend?
Well, it is just a citywide back to school fair. It's a citywide back to school fair for the city of Terrell, Texas, and so they've been inspired to do that, and so everyone is coming on board to make this a success. And I mean, there's been a great outpouring of generosity from businesses and from the people here in the churches in the city of Terrell. And so, you know, all the way down to Big Mama being on board, because that was one of the main reasons why we wanted to make ask the churches. We did not ask the churches for finance and put our finances. We asked the churches to set a budget and to ask each one of their parishioners to go and and acquire those items that we were asking of their church. That way the church is involved. That way the individuals, the parishioners are involved. And then everyone feel connected to what we're doing, you know, rather than just giving your money to somebody else. You go and get that product and you bring it, and now all of them are there. And so all of the churches will be there with a table set up. The pastors will be there to be able to shake hands and hug the children and meet with everyone on this Thursday and this Saturday, August the 14th of 2014 and August the 16th, 2014. We will be there at the Herman Farlow Middle School in the city of Terrell, Texas, right off of Moore Street, right behind the football stadium, and we'll be there to serve the community. I'm looking forward to it. I'm already excited about it. Yeah, all right.
And we're excited also. We want to thank you. Hey, you know what? We really went over your time. But thank you, you know, because I gave you the option to keep going. And guess what? God was using you mightily. And you know, this is some information that we have to share with our listening audience. The information needs to be shared. And to encourage other people and other ministries to be a part of something greater than itself, help change a life. And down there at Terrell, Texas, the ministries have came together, the churches have came together to help change the lives of our young and old people. Because guess what? The adults are going to be affected by what they're doing to the youth, and the youth are going to be affected by what they're receiving. And so it's a twofold thing there. It's a twofold thing. And thank you for spearheading. And thank you for allowing us to be a part of it, because we're going to come down there and we're going to just enjoy Jesus along with the other parishioners and the churches and just see what God is up to. And we're looking forward to being there with you. And, again, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to seeing you next weekend.
All right, we'll be there. Thank you again for the opportunity, Brother Joel, and we love you. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Wow, what a great interview that we had, God. With Overseer Samuel Hawkins of Mount Hebron Baptist Church, here located in the great city of Terrell, Texas. Amen. Amen. He was telling us about his citywide back-to-school program. And you know, that is something that you hear about this all over town and all over the area about helping our young men and women get back, having the proper tools to go back to school. And this is a very worthwhile a program here because, you know, as you go out, you see people that don't have anything and they feel embarrassed, they feel alike. But the churches are binding together to make a difference in the lives of young men, and plus it takes some of the pressure off of the family too. Mom don't have to worry about going out, because if you realize school supplies are very expensive, you go out there, you know, you're trying to buy for four kids at $40 a kid for all the supplies that they need, and then this event is not going to supply the kid for the entire year, but it just get them started. It get them started, you know. And we never know what God will do in it. You know, right here in Dallas, Texas, I heard on the news that they're gonna actually for the first time implement free lunches from first grade to high school to senior. And I thought that was very worthwhile, because as I went to school, sometimes I didn't have no food. And I tell people I'm not hungry, but I be hungry. And people say, man, here, you want some fruit, you want this, you want that. And then sometimes people pile up their plate. They know, hey, I don't want to eat these vegetables. Another guy eat them up. Why? Because when they got home, they didn't have no food. And people didn't realize that. And I was a product of all those things. So I know the importance is of helping people to help change a life. You know, it changed my life. And guess what? I'm not alone. There's a lot of other people. The guests that come on this program have been affected by ministries, which allow them to be a part of ministry. We got Brother Daniels on the line here. He's going to come in here in a few minutes. Hey, Brother Daniel.
Hey, Rev. Lewis.
Good morning to you. We had a great time with our guests on the line here, Rev. Hawker. Man, you gave some great courses here. And you know, we want to continue with that format there. You know, as school get ready to start, there's a lot of churches, a lot of ministries that are actually involved in the lives of our young people. How important that is, man, to be involved in the life of some of our youth like that?
Well, you know, it's a very important thing to have a parent in your life. And most of your man figure in your life, you know, and what's going on is most of our youth today don't have a male figure in their life, and most of it's like grandmother or mother, or sometimes even some of them are basically raising themselves. So in order for a person to be a full person and to achieve the greatest in life, he has to be have support from both his peers. And the parent has to be very very available in their lives for them to prosper in the classroom, because, you know, sometimes they send these homework home, man, and, man, I, you know, you can test this too, Reverend, you know, some of this math, man, boy, I looked in one of those math books, man, I said, God, man, they learning this kind of stuff, man, it just done went totally different from where I was going to school, man, you know, and basically, for them to help, they need the support of the parents, you know. And then you take it to school. And then when you're talking about these school lunches, you know, it's not that they get the free lunches, but they have to sign a whole lot of paperwork, man. They used to, you know what I'm saying, you had to find out how many people was in the household and this and that. And then when they first get the food, everything, they're stripping the fat off the food, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to figure out that you eat a well-balanced meal, and a lot of these kids, they don't eat the stuff. It basically, the stuff wind up getting thrown away. So, you know, for them to give away food now, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is. And you talk about a well-balanced meal, because a lot of times kids are not used to eating a balanced meal because everything is so quick and in a hurry, you know, go to McDonald's, go to Burger King, go down to your local store and get you a sandwich, and we're not really concerned with the vegetables and the other things that goes along with a well-balanced meal. And so we grew up with a lot of health issues because we wasn't fed properly because we didn't have the money. A lot of times we didn't have the money to buy the food. You know, we didn't have the education and the knowledge because we missed out on it. It ain't because it wasn't available, because we just missed out. You know, back in the old days, granny them always fixed us a meal that had vegetables with it. But as our parents grew up there, the McDonald's and the Burger King was available, they figured, hey, it's got vegetables on the hamburger. You know, you got to let them make those pickles and onions. And give a hamburger, it got everything you need on it. And that is not true. That's not true. Well, Brother Daniel, we want to shift gears here. And we're going to talk about a project that's coming up here in a few minutes. But wait a minute, we got a call on the line here, brother. We need to get this caller in here. Let's see. Okay, no, that's not that caller. We got a caller that's coming up here. And so, Brother Dave, we got a project that me and you have been working on, and we're going to try to make this thing work. Now, tell us about this, if you can, to the best of your ability, about our filming project that's maybe coming up here.
Yeah, you know, it was my dream to make a movie. It's always been my dream to try to basically put into my own film the ideas I had about life and the problems that the homeless have. And basically, I want to try to put on film a day in the life of a homeless person. We're trying to show all the pitfalls that they fall into and to ask the questions, basically, when did this problem start? How are you handling this problem? Who is helping you with this problem? And are you trying to solve your problem? And basically, this person is shown in their mess. You know what I'm saying? We all done been through mess, Deke. You know what I'm saying? Me, you, you know. And basically, we try to sweep it up under the carpet. You know? And the fact, you know, the last few weeks I've been going out, I've been asking a lot of, you know, people me and you know, and a lot of people I've met about wanting to be putting on this film, and I've been getting a lot of negative vibes because a lot of people are basically, they're ashamed of themselves. They won't exactly tell you what's happening to it, but basically, they have pride. Even though you see them with a pack on their back, walking around, sleeping on the benches or sleeping downtown, they basically, the only thing left they have is their pride. You know what I'm saying? And once you take his pride from a man, once you take his pride from him, He's non-existent.
Now, tell me something. Now, Brother Daniel, now as we get ready to develop this, what are we trying to show with this person and with society? We realize that this is a pride issue, but as we shine the light on this here particular plight, and we know we're not the only one that's doing this. There's plenty of many documentaries about homelessness and a drug addiction lifestyle. What are we attempting to do in our film project?
Basically, we're trying to show, and I'm going to show where did it start, what are some of the educational pitfalls, what are some of the social pitfalls, and what are some of the religious pitfalls. You know, basically, so a lot of churches are falling short, too. You know, like I'm saying, we ain't going to sweep it up under the carpet. Now, there's a lot of ministries are falling short in helping people. You know, they're not really, you know, doing all they can do. You know, there's a lot to be done. But something is not being completed. Because if you look and you see, all you got to do, Reverend, you got to wake up, go up early in the morning, and go to downtown Dallas down there by the public library and see all the people that basically was wandering around all night, and then when it gets turned around about 3 or 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, they get tired and they don't have nowhere to go. That street is full, literally, full of people sitting and laying down on the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I understand. And I understand.
Basically, waiting for they don't really have nowhere. This is God. God is the answer. Jesus is the answer. But basically, he haven't came to him yet because basically, like I'm saying, this pride thing, they won't let go to and give to Jesus. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, you have to give in. They have to learn to give in and give up and open up. And then he can come in and repair.
And restore.
And restore.
Yeah. And, you know, Brother Daniel, as we were talking about this here project, and we know that sometimes that that people are reluctant, but we want to be able to let a person maintain their dignity, but also share a light on that this is a project, let me put it this way, that this is something that's visible, but yet we tend to make it invisible, because as we go to the stores, as we do our daily activity, we see homelessness that's running rampant in the city, people that are just walking around, as you said, with backpacks on, and that stand in front of doorways and their street corners just asking for a handout. You know, even if we give them the resources that they need at that time, we're not taking away that problem now. We're just kind of prolonging that problem when we should be able to give a person an opportunity to change their lives. I like what you said here for, you know, to be educated and for them to be able to find a place to stay and for them to find, back into the mainstream of society that been with working and getting back with their family and just being able to support themselves. Because, Brother Daniel, as I do ministry, people that seem to be homeless, people that seem to be left out, they're very educated, and they're very knowledgeable of what's going on, but sometimes they get caught up in a system that they just can't seem to get out of. And we need to let them know that, yes, you can get out of this situation. There's programs, there's agencies to assist you along the way, but be mindful that once you get out of this, you can try to help someone else. You know, I want the scripture to say, hey, the enemy has permission to get you, to sift you like wheat. But I'm praying that when you are restored, that means that you're going to get out. I love that part, brother. Because we're not going
Amen.
To get out
yes.
of our way. We ought to get
basically
out of this.
Not, and not deceiving somebody else.
Yeah, and that's what we want to show. Yeah. With this addiction and this homelessness, that as a person is going through this, here, that there's many opportunities to get now, because as they go out and those opportunities are available to them each and every day. As they go to the resource centers to clean themselves up, there's people there, councils there, and agencies there to help them. So, but they have to make an effort to help themselves. You know, the scripture said, "Work out your own soul salvation." And how is that? By being around men and women that have a relationship with God, and it caused you, too, to have a relationship with God.
Amen. You know, I'm doing some more research, and I had read that mostly schizophrenic and bipolarism has a large statistical evidence in homeless people. They're real talented, like I said, they're real talented people. Some of them are geniuses. But something happened in their lives that really basically turned them away from having a positive effect in society. You know, like I remember a long time ago, I was going out, and I had a partner that was on the street here. We used to call him Foot. And, man, Foots could play the piano, man. He could play versatile. He could play, man, just like Beethoven stuff. And that movie we had by Jamie Foxx about the cellos. This guy was just like that. And basically they tried to help the guy. They put him on concert and stuff for him. And basically he did the same thing like what happened on that movie. He kept going back to the streets. No matter what they did for him, he kept going back. And basically they thought, man, he enjoyed being homeless. So we're trying to open up the doors, trying to clean him up, and he kept going right back to what he was doing. And basically, when you look at it, it was a sickness. This guy had some kind of sickness that basically was telling him he wasn't no good, he couldn't do nothing, he was, I'm not worthy, you're not worthy of doing this. See, and it's nothing but the enemy. Basically, when you look at it, and you come down to the real nitty-gritty, it's Satan. He's attacked the minds of people. He comes to sift you and destroy you. No matter what status you are in life, you can be President Obama and you still get affected in your mind by the devil if you open yourself up to him. You know? So when we talk about this, we want to address, and I'm going to address in this film, all aspects of life. In fact, well, I'm going to have you on the film, and we're going to go out and do it, man, with some of the people we know. And basically, I'm writing the music and going to borrow little songs, too, from certain people, too, you know. And we plan to have a big showing of it, you know, probably the next. Well, where it's going, it might be in the next year. I have it all together.
Yeah. We realize these projects, they take some time, and there's a lot of logistics and a lot of things that go involved. But I did want you to just share it, because you know what, Brother Nate? When you speak things, it makes it real. I want you to share that there, because that's what our program is about, help changing life. As you speak that there, you said, man, I can make this thing happen. And guess what? God will start sending you people, man, to help you with your vision. Some of them going to be there just for a season, and some of them going to be with you along the journey, brother. So I want you to be encouraged that the thing that you've spoken, they can come true. I want you to be encouraged that the thing you've spoken is going to come about. I want you to be encouraged that you don't have to do this yourself, brother. You know, as you look at a film project and if you look at documentary, they have a whole lot of people, man. Oh, that ain't no one person. It's a whole host of people. So don't ever think that you got to do this on your own, and don't ever discount anybody else. And guess what? It's your idea, your vision. Can't nobody take it from you. So sometimes people say, I'm scared somebody going to steal it. You just hear Hawkins say, hey, we have a citywide project. Nobody's in over everything, but everyone's a part of it. Just like in the nation of Israel, when they got ready to build a wall. You know, everybody had their own little section, but it completed one task for God. And so you are in, you know, so you're in the middle of something and other people come along. You need somebody to do sound, somebody to do music, somebody to do logistics, and all that works together, brother.
Amen. Right now, right now we need to lose. I'm not saying, I'm not asking or begging like that, but if anybody has any kind of resources or something they can basically give to our project, I sure enjoy to try to get it. Now, you know, if you want to donate a camera, you want to donate some records or something, you got a song or something you want to try to donate to us, I'm wide open for it.
Well, give us a contact number, man.
My number is 972-388-6126.
Get that number again in case somebody missed it.
972-388-6126.
Oh, that sounds great. You listen to my co-host, that Brother Daniel, talking about a project he got coming up here, and we know that it's going to work out, and we're going to brag him about it, but he's on here every week anyway, so we'll talk about this from time to time, but we'll let God do the working out in the logistics. Brother Daniel, we got to get out of here, brother. We had a great show. We want to thank Pastor Hawkins from the Mount Hebron Baptist Church is located in Terrell, Texas. They're doing a citywide back-to-school project. Here they're going to help over 4,200 kids in a two-day event there from August the 14th. The time is going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. And then August the 16th, it's going to be at 8 o'clock a.m. to 12. And we ask you to be to come on out to be a part of it, be supportive, bring out there. Just be laborers in the kingdom because everything already set up there. Come out with your smile and your amen and your hallelujah and help change the life in Jesus' name. Brother Daniel, we're getting ready to get out of here. Close us out in a word of prayer if you don't mind, sir.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to guide and instruct your people today. Help them with their visions. Help them with their dreams. Help the city of Dallas. Help the city of Terrell, Texas. Help Brother Hawkins and what he's trying to do. Help the people associated with him. Help them, help the people. Bless the people and help them get ready for their school year and help them prepare the kids to learn that Jesus is the only way. No matter what you do, the help comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Until we meet again, everybody be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, Brother Daniel. Thank you, Rev. Hawkins. Thank you, listening audience. Amen. God is you.
Amen.
And you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, to challenge you, to be all you can be about Christ. Amen. Now